Still enjoying that?
Well, it don't feel like it, but I'm enjoying it. Just really focusing on what I have to do here. First thing is playbook and earning respect from the older guys. I've been enjoying my teammates so far, and I'm looking forward to the season.
Have you had a chance to speak with Joe?
Yeah.
What's that conversation?
Yeah, we talked about some coverage things. He talked about helping me with my technique, playing off man. Still got some things I need to work on playing press man, but as far as communication wise, we've been communicating pretty well.
Some rookies come in thinking they got it all made, good athlete and everything like that. How do you convince yourself that, man, I got to get in there and study tape and everything?
I don't have to convince myself at all. That's the type of person I am. Always humble and hard work. Beats talent any day, so that's something I focus on each day I come to work.
Have you had to remind Manziel that you were taken ahead of him?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, he's a good guy. We never really brought it up too much, but besides the point when we're together, I always tell him that he's taking all the pressure off of me. I think he pretty much made the people in Cleveland love me a little bit more once we got him, so I was happy for that. Because I think a lot of people was mad at me.
No. I don't know about that.
We just talked to Pierre. Desiree's a pretty interesting guy. Another cornerback in camp. How do you look at him
as a player? Just like me, a rookie coming in trying to earn a spot with a lot to prove. Come from a small school, so I know he's hungry deep down inside and want to prove a lot of people wrong, all the doubters, with him not being able to go to a big school out of college. He's an humble guy, a good father to his kids, I can tell, and a good husband. So he came in, I think, Thursday, ready to work. His nose been in his playbook. He's been going to bed early. He's my roommate, so he's been going to bed before me and I've been here. So he's a good guy. Not really. I met him on a visit, and we were both on a visit together in New Orleans. But that's the only time I met him, and then I watched his stories on TV. That's the only way I know him.
Justin, we know your return ability is on your resume. Do you have any offense in your background?
Yes. All the way up through high school. I stopped playing offense when I got to college.
Do you want it? Would you be fine if they asked you to do some kick returning?
Yes, most definitely. Whichever way I can play a big role in this team, whether it be kick return, playing a gunner, destroyer on the outside, wherever I can get playing time and help, be able to help the team.
Did they mention that to you? They might want you to return. Have they talked to you about that yet?
We've been working special teams, and I've been catching kicks, so I really don't know yet. I haven't been with the vets in that part, so I don't know.
Were you a receiver then in high school?
I was a quarterback and a receiver and a running back. I didn't. No.
Did you want?
I did when I first got there. We were going to do it my sophomore year in the spring game, but never got around to it.